For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.
What do we want?
Fairness!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Fairness!
When do we want it?
Now!
And for supporters of same-sex marriage, they got that fairness Friday morning when a split U.S. Supreme Court ruled same-sex couples have a right to be married anywhere in the country. The decision reverberated across the country immediately all day long, up to and including to the steps of the federal courthouse in Bowling Green Friday afternoon, where Dora James of the Fairness Campaign addressed a rainy gathering of more than 50 people.
So on this day, love won for all Americans, including all Kentuckians. This time yesterday, there were only 37 states in the country with marriage equality, and today there's all 50 of them. So how fantastic is that?
Despite same-sex marriage being debated for years by lawmakers from Washington to Frankfurt, it was obvious from the people at Bowling Green's rally the issue was a lot more personal than political. Steve Downey spoke of the love he and his wife have for their son.
From the time our son, Andy, came out, we wanted him to have a happy, committed life with someone permanently, just like we had and still have. I want to say thanks to all the brave people that stayed at home, the Kentuckians that stayed home, including our son. If you didn't stay home, if everybody moved where it was legal to be married, we wouldn't have these cases that were before the Supreme Court, would we?
Two of those brave people who stayed home were Ryan Dillon and Daniel Schaus. The two young men worked with Dora James while they were all at Ohio County High School in 2007 in setting up a club, a gay-straight alliance.
And for a little bit there, for, let's say, 2 weeks, it was went smoothly in our school. And then all of a sudden, death threats started coming to our students, and gun threats, knife threats, people being ran off the road. All those different things started happening at school. And then we had students starting to attempt suicide at school because they were so scared, and their parents in our small conservative county started telling them that they were worthless. And they said that they felt like they didn't have any hope because they couldn't get married, they couldn't do any of that. They didn't feel protected in our county, in our school, in our country. And Dora and I did all that we could to give them a place that they could feel safe at. And by the time we left high school, the club was the second largest in the school with over 80 members in our tiny little high school. And we are very happy to hear that it is still running at Ohio County High School right now.
But Ryan and Daniel did have hope. Ryan says they got married in a sense in 2008 when they slipped rings on each other's fingers. He says they made it legal with a 2014 trip to Washington, D.C. And Daniel says now it's like a whole new world for them.
Daniel goes, Ryan, guess what? I'm like, what? Because it's so early. And Daniel's like, we're married everywhere in this country. And the world changed for us just like it changed for many same-sex couples across this country.
And then this morning, things got a lot less complicated. And so, not only are we better off, but I got to tell another friend of mine from college that when he and his partner were ready, they just had to go down the street. And that feels really good. That feels really good.
Really good for Ryan, Daniel, and millions of other same-sex couples and their families throughout the country. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.